Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 5. Rama remains firm. Scene 6. Rama refutes Jabali. Rama sat down again as Jabali stopped speaking. Looking at the Brahmana, he said, "A man is known by his conduct alone. Although posing as a learned and cultured person, one who acts as you direct is to be accepted as sinful and debased. Those who are wise never praise a person who acts only to please his or her own senses. Why, such a person is mean, selfish, and greedy. Driven only by lust for pleasure, one's immediate happiness soon turns to distress, and then he or she sinks into a hellish condition." Ram appeared angry as he refuted Jabali. His eyes were red and he spoke gravely. "If I were to follow the path espoused by you, O atheistic one, then this entire earth would be cast into ruin. All men follow the king's example. Abandoning the religious path, people would become licentious and uncontrolled. Chaos would prevail, and everyone would suffer." Jabali sat down before Ram, with his palms joined and his head bowed. He said nothing as Ram explained how the attempt to find happiness through sense enjoyment was futile. Both the senses and their enjoyments are soon destroyed. For only the soul and God are eternal, along with the spiritual realms where the Lord resides. Those who are actually learned follow the path of truth, which leads to those ever-existing realms of bliss. Ram paused, and gradually his anger subsided. After some minutes, he spoke again. "My father was wedded to truth. Following his instruction will lead only to happiness. I shall therefore remain in these woods, and Bharata should rule the earth. This will be our only assurance of happiness, both in this world and the next. O Jabali, you should not speak in this way again, for to mislead the people is a very great sin." Having spoken to instruct the people, Rama fell silent. He knew Jabali's heart and did not feel anger toward him, but only anger toward his words. The people's pain was Ram's pain, and he knew that Jabali's presentation of hedonism would lead only to pain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.